From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jamie Hobbs. Governor Mike Parson has expanded drug take-back programs in Missouri. The measure was signed into law Friday, and it will make it easier to discard unfinished prescriptions year-round by dropping them off at authorized sites such as pharmacies. Before pharmacies were barred from taking prescriptions they did not dispense. In a news release, Governor Parson's office says he signed 8 bills in total. One sharply restricts when the Department of Corrections can restrain pregnant prisoners, and another gives public universities the ability to increase tuition 5% on top of any inflation-related increases if their funding had been cut the year before. Mountain lions may be making a reappearance in the state after being declared extinct in Missouri in the 1920s. The Kansas City Star reports that genetic material left behind on a dead elk in Shannon County confirmed the presence of a mountain lion. Experts say there is not yet evidence of a permanent breeding population, but it may only be a matter of time. Matthew Gomper, a wildlife biology researcher at MU, says mountain lions are slowly moving eastward from the western part of the country. The two closest states with established mountain lion populations are South Dakota and Texas. The Missouri Department of Conservation has only confirmed about 70 sightings in the state since the 1990s. Missouri's Democratic Party is facing a conversation about their abortion rights stance after the party recently adopted an amendment aimed at welcoming anti-abortion candidates. The Kansas City Star reports the party added an amendment to its platform June 30th, stating it welcomes all Missourians who may hold differing positions on abortion and sees diversified views as its strength. The amendment came as the recently announced retirement of U.S. Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy opens the possibility that the Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion could be overturned. The Democratic Party has struggled to clarify its stance on abortion as it works to win back elected offices in Republican-dominated areas. St. Louis Alderwoman Annie Rice says she's fine with a personal objection to abortion, but concerned with how candidates will vote once elected. Ameren, Missouri customers will see a drop in their electric rates beginning August 1st. The Missouri Public Service Commission has approved an agreement which reduces the electric revenues for the utility by about $166.5 million, or 6%. Under the new rates, residential customers could see decreases of about $6.21 per 1,000 kilowatts a month. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports that the commission said the reduction reflects a lower corporate tax rate, which dropped from 35% to 21% because of a federal tax cut enacted by the Trump administration last year. I'm Jamie Hobbs, KBIA News, Columbia.